Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And we're going to piss off the internet tonight by talking about the coronavirus hoax. Probably going to get pulled from YouTube, blacklisted from radio stations. And because this guy doesn't believe it's real.
Yeah,
and this is the guy who contradicted himself in the video that I watched, which drives me crazy about conspiracy theorists just generally. But this one in particular, at the beginning he says that, you know, no one is sick. None of this is actually happening. It's just a show. And then 30 minutes later he goes, but it's 5G. 5G is the reason that everyone is sick.
So I haven't watched the video, but I think I might be able to give some sort of defense at that. Because, you know, for my show on campus, I'm known as the conspiracy guy. So let me live up to my title. What I think he might have meant was, and this would be going off wall, is that no one is getting sick by this, like, mysterious super flu, super bug that they're calling COVID-19. But what he means by... So when he says that no one's getting sick, it's that there's no... You know, like whatever COVID-19 we're saying it does, like some people are saying it causes the testicles to degrade or, you know, the lungs. He said he might be implying that that's
not... Hold on. Because those are two very different parts of anatomy. I haven't heard anything about it affecting...
Alex Jones of the InfoWars show suggesting the testicle part. I haven't heard that either. But when he says it's the 5G, it's the 5G that's making people sick. So COVID-19, he might be implying that COVID-19 isn't making people sick, but the 5G itself is. So that's my... Yeah,
it's possible. Having seen the video, I will say that I don't think that's what he meant, because that's how he didn't portray himself. This was the guy with the video compilation of the empty hospitals and things like that, and making the allegation essentially that these hospitals are empty.
Yeah, and 5G, for clarity, you're talking, this is the new band that most cell phones are on and they're rolling out, right?
Yeah, and even before people talked about, like, I haven't really gotten too deep into how 5G is tied into coronavirus, although I've seen, like, the maps, right, where they say, like, Wuhan had 5G installed and then they all got sick, and in Hong Kong, people are taking down 5G towers. Before the coronavirus, the bad thing about 5G was alleged to be the radiation that it was. That it was spreading. So I'm unsure, and I unfortunately haven't done enough research into seeing how 5G itself could be causing people to be getting sick. And this is one of the issues of the conspiracy community. It's like everyone has their own idea and theories, which is good, right? Because, you know, people are thinking for themselves, but also bad because there's just like such like a deluge of information, right? Where people are saying that the virus of the COVID-19 virus has like Frankenstein stitches into it, which proves it was engineered in a laboratory, and it has like HIV, it has like DNA from HIV, which is why it's able to reinfect people. There's a lot of theories about this bug.
What disheartens me right now is just trying to Google, does Wuhan have 5G? All of these search results are, no, 5G didn't cause the coronavirus pandemic. That's not what I asked you, Google. I asked you a simple yes or no question. Does this area have the 5G coverage that the conspiracy theorists suggest it does? And based on these contradictory articles, the ones that contradict the premise, I'm going to say yes. Otherwise, it was just like, well, Wuhan doesn't even have 5G, so obviously the conspiracy theorists are nuts. So evidently, yes, it must be true that Wuhan does indeed have 5G.
Even on DuckDuckGo, I just typed in Wuhan 5G, the first article that pops up. And now DuckDuckGo, which is its own, you know, it claims to be a superior search engine to Google, it doesn't have the news, you know, because with Google, if you type in something, even if it's not under the news ticker, you have news articles pop up, right? And obviously, you know, mainstream news articles. Even on DuckDuckGo, the first result is from fullfact.org. The Wuhan virus, the Wuhan coronavirus has nothing to do with 5G. So the same thing is happening to DuckDuckGo, too. That's interesting.
It's like their job isn't to determine what information I need, which is essentially what they're doing.
Well, it's some would say that Google's job is absolutely to do that, to act as a gatekeeper for what people know. I mean, I know we're not supposed to, right? As like, you know, in the free marketplace of ideas, you know, if it wants to be as good of a product as it could be, you know, for a search engine. But Google is, you know, was it Sundar Pichai, I think that's the guy's name is. Google is very well tied into the political establishment.
Certainly.
Yeah, do search engine optimization. It's easy to game these search engines.
It is, but when I ask a question like, does this area have 5G, I would expect to get an answer.
Yeah,
and
right.
Not what Google has determined is the best data to contradict the conspiracies that ask similar questions.
Yeah, you could try 5G coverage Wuhan, see if that's any difference.
That. No, I bet it's not. Well, that is a good suggestion, but I bet it's going to be like, exactly the same search results. So what else is going on with these conspiracy theorists?
They're crazy.
Well, yeah. Well, not all of them are crazy. Some of them are just, hey, you were actually work. Your idea actually worked, at least for the first Google result. It immediately goes back into how the coronavirus has nothing to do with 5G, but the first one is about tracking 5G network rollouts.
Yeah, I should say they're all crazy. I mean, as far as conspiracy theorists, I mean, Alex Jones probably has a little bit to do with me getting to where I am now, but I can't listen to that anymore.
There's like degrees of graduation, right, where it's like some people would start out with like Fox News thinking they're edgy and like, oh, this is the real truth, Fox News. Then they move on to someone like Glenn Beck, then Alex Jones, then like Luke Radowski if We Are Change, and then, you know, to the point where you become so you become like enlightened, right? You go to like the seventh level of conspiracy where you don't trust anyone.
Yeah, I would. These things.
I did that. I used to be a fan of Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura was generally about as far as I got, though.
I remember Jesse the Body.
Once Alex Jones went out there too much, I was like, yeah, okay, that's the seventh level, as Vincent was saying. I don't want to reach that.
Says a person who has a triangle, a pyramid, an all-seeing eye tattoo on her arm. I know what you're up to, Aria. I know
I've got a giant satanic pentagram on my back. I mean, yeah.
Okay, all right. Then sometimes people could be too overt about it. Then like, okay, all right, this person knows.
Well, let's see. Here's my paperwork from the state about the Reformed Satanic Church.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's okay. All right, that's right. Although, you know, before people start accusing me of like, oh, you're doing shows of Aria, Vincent, you're a shill. I'm not going to listen to your show. Usually the real hardcore ones keep secrets. So I appreciate your honesty, Aria.
Can you do a good Alex Jones impersonation?
No.
I have had people message me asking me to join the Illuminati. And and even better, back when I was actually active in music and was working with a few friends to open a recording studio, one of them actually did receive a big black bound book in the mail containing secrets. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Containing secret handshakes and all kinds of crap like that. It was the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. He claimed to have no idea who sent it.
And why would they send him that book? Why do you think they would have?
Because he was joining the entertainment industry, presumably.
All right.
He was joining the music production industry. I don't know.
Yeah, they definitely are people.
But the book certainly existed. I saw it. I flipped through it. I wasn't allowed to take it. But I did see it. I held it. I looked at it. It was interesting.
Yeah, entertainers definitely create lots of followers.
Yeah.
And you say it was black, right?
It was black.
It's like Jeffrey Epstein.
He was black. The book was black as well.
Jeffrey Epstein had the black book too. So he's little. Was it leather also? Was it bound in leather?
No, it was. It was one of those plastic soft cover ones.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it'd be like a Necronomicon looking thing, you know, like bound of human skin.
No, I would have just taken that. I'm like, no, this is mine now. Sorry, this is going on my bookshelf. Here's $50. Thanks. When they come for you, tell them where to find me.
So shall we continue reading this freakish...
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Even Neil Ferguson of Imperial College London, who is the mainstream doctor or poster boy for this scandemic, has gone back and revised his prediction of 550,000 deaths in the UK to a mere fraction of his original prediction.
And that actually did happen. We meant to get into it yesterday, but there was just so much other stuff going on. But evidently the guy who initially said 500,000 in the UK revised that to just 20,000. Which is a big deal. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dog actually salivates, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of these coins for yourself. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communications around the world to communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. So check out intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens by Intercoin Inc. for advertising. So getting back to this this guy who thinks that, well, I don't know, he hasn't yet described what he actually thinks.
He thinks it's the pandemic is a scam-demic. Which I'm definitely reusing that the next time I have to stand behind a sneeze screen.
But to what extent? You know, is it a scam because it's overblown? Or is it a scam because it just is totally fabricated?
So Dollar Vigilante, I would say, related to monetary policy, makes sense that this scam-demic is being used to gloss over the fact that right now there's a huge monetary bailout happening.
I've heard another one is the QAnon. What the QAnon people are saying is that the virus is cover for the deep state pedophiles being mass arrested by Trump and the patriots in the government.
Why would they need cover for that, though? I mean, most people would be cheering.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, like, I mean, for people who listen to my evening, just because I talk about something doesn't necessarily mean I believe it. But, I mean, I want to believe it, right? Because, and the thing is, it's like when people like Tom Hanks, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, right? All of her shows were, like, canceled, and they were doing, like, streams from her house. And, like, they all looked awful, right? Like, they looked like they were sick or not even just getting out of bed, right? Her eyes are puffy, and so the theory was is they're going through adrenochrome withdrawal. And we're talking about adrenochrome on national radio. We're getting really deep.
Now, what is this?
So adrenochrome is this chemical that Hunter S. Thompson mentioned it in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and Fear and Loathing in the Campaign Trail. It's this drug that comes from, you know, it's like a mythical drug. I believe it's real, but others don't. It comes from the adrenal gland, and the theory is that the satanic pedophile elites who control our society, that's their drug of choice because it's extracted from, you know, Monsters, Inc., right? They powered their society off of the screams of the fear of children. It's like that with adrenochrome, right? The elites would be using that adrenochrome to look young because, I mean, take which they do already with blood transfusions, right? Like, you know, take a look at the Queen of England, right? She's looked the same for the past 30 years, the Queen Mother. She's like in her 90s now, so that's the theory. I don't think it's true now, especially since a lot of these celebrities obviously haven't been arrested, as far as I know. Unless, you know, Guantanamo Bay prison has a sound stage that they're all recording from. But yeah, that's one of the other the conspiracies about COVID-19.
Amazing.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't plan on going in to talk about adrenochrome today on FTL, but thank you. It's always an honor to talk about this on the national airwaves.
I like knowing what other people are saying in regard to these conspiracies and things like that, but I don't have the wherewithal to even start digging into it because it's just one rabbit hole after the other.
Oh, it's a whole warren. Yeah, it's a whole warren of rabbit holes.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't... Like, I saw a video of, I don't remember who it was, Simon Cowell, I think, the guy who hosts America's Got Talent or something like that.
Cowell.
And he looked awful. And one person said, oh, I've heard theories about why this is happening, but there was no information beyond that. I was like, well, can you give me a synopsis of what people are saying, or do you want me to spend the next 6 hours Googling this and reading about satanic pedophile rings and things like that? I have better things to do with the next 6 hours than do that.
I don't.
So where are we at in this thing? I'm getting so lost. So this doctor claims the number won't be more than 20,000 fatalities for COVID-19. Now that's pretty drastic revision. To see or hear more about it, he lists a video down here. Everything is happening so quickly. There is so much disinformation being put out. It's difficult to cover even a tenth of it. This is a short write-up. So then he begins to plug his website, which is dollarvigilante.com. There's also a video there which shows some of the empty places where there's supposed to be a lot of, I don't know, dead bodies in. Who knows?
Didn't actually go into the details within this article of the things that he did within the video.
No, the video is like probably 10, 15 minutes long, maybe?
The video was like an hour long.
Oh, all right.
It was long.
Maybe I watched 10 or 15 minutes of it.
Well, doesn't Jeff Berwick also live in Mexico? So isn't all the information that he's getting secondhand or thirdhand?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
For sure.
I just want to let people know, because I don't know if they still teach this in public schools, but the importance of the differentiation between primary sources and secondary sources.
Yeah, the video I do know lists the links to other videos or the actual original sources on it.
Well, I guess I will take a moment to describe the video. Then, for like the first half hour, he talks about how the coronavirus is completely non-existent, how it's just a show that's being put on with the hospital tents and all of that. Then he provides evidence for that in other people's videos, this compilation that I mentioned earlier, where they went through and they found them to be completely and totally empty. And then he starts the crazy, out of nowhere, 5G thing. And the video topic just switches entirely while he talks. He features this video of some electrician talking about how electrical fields around the earth have an effect on human health. And 5G is an electrical field, and therefore... and. It's like two videos.
I didn't make it that far.
It's like two videos put together into one, with no recognition of the fact whatsoever that the first half of the video is about how no one is sick, and the second half of the video is an explanation of allegedly why everyone is sick, with no acknowledgement of the discrepancy between the two. And that's what I find is true among a lot of conspiracy theorists, is that they will say just completely contradictory things and not acknowledge it, because they just want you to doubt the narrative.
Yeah, I myself am at fault of lapping stuff like that up and just sort of running with it.
Yeah.
Just assuming, because that's their
platform. I'm sure we all have.
Yeah, and that sensational stuff sells.
I mean, I think it's one ought to be careful with using the term conspiracy theorist, because, a conspiracy theorist, like, the behavior that people use that term to describe is also practiced by the mainstream media, by politicians, and I think from my understanding, maybe this is another conspiracy theory, the term conspiracy theorist was popularized by the CIA after the Kennedy assassination to discredit people who were suggesting that maybe it wasn't just some lone nut named Oswald, and, Jack Ruby had nothing to do with it, even though he shot, the guy who did it, So I just... to just caution.
Yeah. So as Alex Jones was, as you were talking about, conspiracy theories about the conspiracy theorists. It's a crazy world. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. is doing all it can to stop the spread of coronavirus.
We're attacking the virus on every front with social distancing, economic support for our workers, rapid medical intervention, and very serious innovation.
Also during that press conference, Attorney General Bill Barr explains the importance of keeping up the fight against illegal drugs.
One of our highest priorities must remain destroying the Mexican cartels. Their trafficking is largely responsible for the deaths, as we all know now, of 70,000 Americans a year.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is following the lead of several other states by issuing a stay-at-home order. So far, 22 people have died in Mississippi from the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com. Commissions are instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months for your payouts. No waiting until you reach a certain threshold before you can be paid. It's instant. Once more, that's AnyPayInc.com. Check it out. It's a great way to get people accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash Plus. You know, they have the Bitcoin Cashback and Dashback program, so every purchase that users make at those places gets them back 10% of what they spent. It's AnyPay's great. That's AnyPayInc.com. Now, moving on, a Florida man is being Florida man, it would seem.
Yes, Florida man is issuing threats, forcing people to stay in their homes against the threat of violence. And this particular Florida man happens to be the governor of Florida. This article here is from the Huffington Post, published April 1st. Well, actually, you know, I didn't check to see if this was an April Fool's Day, but probably not. Florida governor issues coronavirus stay-at-home order after mounting COVID-19 cases and public pressure. GOP governor Governor Ron DeSantis finally took a step he previously said he was waiting for the White House to order. So on Wednesday...
Hold on. The governor was waiting for the White House to order him to issue a stay-at-home order?
Yes.
I don't think that's the way any of this is supposed to work.
Well, no, but it's not. But in that case, it probably would have been better because I don't think Trump, unless things got like really bad, I don't think Trump would have issued a stay-at-home order. I mean, like for as much as some people might not want to hear this, I mean, I'd say Trump has been more level-headed compared to a lot of the other politicians who are calling for like an 18-month shutdown. But in this case, looks like Ron DeSantis caved into pressure from other Florida politicians as we get into here. And when I say I don't blame him, I mean, I don't think he's making the right decision, but I understand why he's doing it, because we've been hearing the number one demographic that's at risk from COVID-19 are senior citizens in Florida. The state of Florida is a very popular destination for old people. It makes sense that he's doing this in the light of a pandemic. So,
well, before we get back into it, or before we get further into that, let's go to the phones. We've got Stephen calling from Ohio. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, it's pretty funny. I was one of the people initially when the COVID outbreak happened that thought it wasn't that big of a deal, and they were blowing it up. However, knowing people in the medical field now that are dealing with crowded hospitals, I don't understand how anybody couldn't be taking it seriously at this point. But I wanted to discuss one of the most interesting theories I had heard in recent times.
Your experience with people that you know is that the hospitals are indeed crowded and that it should be taken seriously.
Oh, especially in the area I'm in. So, like, Mahoning County, Ohio is, like, one of the biggest epicenters of the disease in the country. And a lot of hospitals, like a particular one is St. Elizabeth's in Youngstown, which is one of the largest hospitals in the area, which has seen a massive influx of people being admitted for COVID-19. And the hospital has gotten to the point where they've had to set out tents outside so that people that they suspect of having COVID, they just send them home because the hospitals are simply too overcrowded. And they're not going to be able to take care of anybody that have other illnesses. Like if you were to have a heart attack, they might not have staff on hand to help you with that.
Right. So all these people that may have a sneeze, sniffle, fever, ache, or something are now scared to death and think that they have this really threatening thing and are taking up space with people who, maybe really have some real life threatening issues.
That's the main concern.
Too? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main concern. And in all honesty, I think one of the conspiracies I had heard about it that seems really ridiculous to me is this idea of, oh my goodness, the government's using this in order to perpetuate martial law without actually declaring martial law to see how easy it is to keep people in their houses. I don't understand where that one even came from.
In Vermont, which is one state over, I mean, they have stopped people questioning, where they're going, what they're doing. You have other states that are putting up roadblocks and whatnot. I mean, at what point does martial law start?
They are bringing in the National Guard into places to back up police forces throughout the United States. I don't know what you consider martial law to be. But
no, there's some initial buildup to those things. I mean, like...
Well, I mean, those things are happening.
Well, no, exactly right. But, I mean, it's not like one day it's free as it is now, and then the next day it's just... There's Humvees on the streets.
Yeah, it starts with being ordered not to go out unless it's essential. It starts with closing bars and restaurants.
Sounds like where we're at.
Then it proceeds to being ordered to stay at home. Then it proceeds to men with guns making you stay at home.
And then eventually, probably, you could only get out if you have forced vaccinations and if you have to have an RFID chip. Because we're planning that. I have another story, too. Sorry to cut you off, Stefan. But I think that's where it's going to, where in order for people to go outside, because, I mean, if this goes on any longer, I think there's going to be, if they have, like, a forced shutdown for the entire country where everyone's forced to stay in, there's going to be riots and panic because, I mean, people just won't, people just won't accept it. They're going to say, okay, well, you can go outside if you get the vaccine that's going to keep you safe, but also we need to track who has a vaccine and who doesn't. So if you get the vaccine, you also have to get this bracelet or this RFID chip, or maybe the chip is even in the vaccine. So I mean, I think this is for endgame. But sorry, go ahead.
You believe the idea that this is a manufactured crisis in order to get people to submit to those sort of things?
Who are you asking?
I don't think it matters whether it's manufactured or not. The government's governments throughout history.
I was speaking specifically about the conspiracy, that the idea is this was created in a lab to get people to submit.
I understand. It's irrelevant. Whether it was created in a lab or whether it evolved in nature of its own accord, the government is going to use it in the same way, and that's to secure power over people.
Why didn't the federal government use this during the H3N2 outbreak a couple of years ago, which infected 45 million people and killed nearly 100,000?
Because the groundwork wasn't in place.
You don't think a few years ago the government had the infrastructure to keep people at home the way they do now?
They definitely don't. The average person was not carrying around GPS trackers everywhere they went. They weren't carrying around...
In 2018, people didn't have smartphones.
2018 did not have an outbreak.
Yes, it did. The H3N2 outbreak. That was one of the worst flu seasons we've ever had. They could have easily shut things down during that point. It was killing young, healthy adults.
I never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
The swine flu?
You didn't hear... That was H1N1. That was 10 years ago.
I keep up with it.
2009, yeah.
Yeah, I...
No, this was the... Any old flu season, they could have used the infrastructure they had to do this. And the H3N2 outbreak a couple years ago was serious.
Also, H3N2 is the swine flu, and it affects birds and mammals. It mutated, but it was not. Dude, 2 years ago, we were not anywhere near as panicking about viruses and crap as we are now.
Because it wasn't a scary Chinese virus. That's the only difference.
Well, China owns a lot of debt of the U.S., so maybe there's that,
too. What does the fact that it came from China have anything to do with anything?
Because it's easier to fearmonger people with it.
Okay, so you're the one making the allegation that the government is blowing it out of proportion.
No, I'm saying the media is blowing it out of proportion, but I don't think that this was some manufactured crisis. I don't think that it was a manufactured virus. I was specifically speaking about the theory that they created it in a lab to control people to impose martial law. I was talking about that crackpot theory.
Yeah,
I wasn't saying
whether it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether it evolved in nature or whether it was man-made.
Do you think it's a bad idea to quarantine voluntarily?
I choose not to volunteer for quarantine, yes. Whether that's a good idea or a bad idea for anyone else, I don't know. But I'm not self-quarantining. I have no intention of self-quarantining.
Survival of the fittest.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think? Am I playing games with people's lives by not quarantining? 855-450-FREE.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in free of the coronavirus. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
Or rather, free of fear of the coronavirus. Because we may all be sitting here with this thing right now and not
Scam-demic
even know.
Scam-demic 2020.
We may be asymptomatic, you know. I don't know, or care. I mean, we may have already had it.
I would think that if it's, you know, if it's there, we already have it. Yeah, I think so.
Based on the flu that I got earlier this year, I don't know. I think I'm probably... It was the worst flu I've ever had in my life.
I had a couple people in the house that they got really sick, you know. So I've pretty much we've determined that they've already had the COVID.
I don't want to say that I have already had it, but it's a possibility.
Well, it's scary as hell, right? Like this is really terrible, terrible thing. So I'm going to say that's what they had.
Well, it's the flu.
Yeah.
Well, in September, I got this cold that I got it three times, or it resurged three times, where every upper week, right, I would heal from this cold. It would be in my chest. You know, I'm asthmatic, so I always worry about that. I got sick 1 week, healed after 7 days. The next 7 days, I get sick again, heal for the next. And that's why I was thinking maybe I caught some sort of like beta version or whatever of a coronavirus, because what used to be the most deadly thing about the coronavirus was that it could reinfect people after they don't have symptoms anymore and they think that they're healthy. And on campus too, and not just Keg San College's campus, but all around the country, right? I have friends who, you know, go to school all around the country. I asked them. I said, hey, is everyone are a lot of people sick at your college this week? And this was January, February time frame. And they said, yeah, everyone I know is sick. Almost everyone I knew was sick. It was crazy. And this was right around the time the coronavirus was, like, raging in Wuhan. But the media, right, was still saying, oh, the worst thing that could happen is people being racist to Chinese people before they started, before they started fear-mongering now. And so I'm like, so, and at the time I said, so, okay, so now everyone's freaking out about this virus in China. But no one is talking about why, like, nearly everyone I know and every other people know, and obviously this is anecdotal, but still I think it's worth bringing up, is sick with some sort of regular cold or flu. That is what tipped me off, is thinking that there's something really, really odd going on.
Well, I remember when I was sick being told by people, oh, yeah, they're saying that this is the worst strain of the flu that we've had in years. And my experience with it backed that up. I was sick for more than 3 weeks. At one point, I considered actually going to the hospital. I'm young and healthy, and I was considering going to the hospital over the flu.
It's because you got your flu shot, right?
No, of course I didn't get a flu shot. I'm young and healthy. Why in the world would I get a flu shot?
Well, because, the doctors and the government says so.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances with the flu.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, and I want to keep it that way.
When's the last time you had a flu shot?
When I was a little kid and I didn't have a choice in the matter.
All right.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Dana calling from Maine. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good show tonight, guys. I wanted to take issue with some comments that were made recently on your show against police.
Sure.
My experience with cops is that most of them are, average, decent folks. Maybe they get into law enforcement for various naive reasons, maybe because of a family member, et cetera. Instead of blaming the cops, I contend that the biggest part of the problem is the result of the miserable, stupid laws that are promulgated by the Republicans and the Democrats, and that these cops are expected to enforce.
I would say the problem is both.
Well, I mean, yeah, when you're an 18-year-old kid, they get into law enforcement naive. I went to college with, I lived in a dormitory cluster with people who were in a law enforcement program. And I can just tell you that my experience with them were they were fairly decent folks. They were hellraisers. I was a hellraiser. I got along with most of them fairly well. I'm sure there's a few bad apples, and I'm sure maybe that they rise to the top just like any other government program. But
I think the biggest part
of the problem are the people writing the laws. If you're a cop and you're expected to enforce these stinking, look what Trump's doing with the drug war right now again. He's trying to ramp that up again. Here we got a lot of so-called libertarians calling into your show that show affection for this boob of a president we've got. You guys don't, I don't think, in general. But there are some people I've heard call into your show who apologize for these stinking Republicans and Democrats.
Sure.
Nobody calls up and apologizes for the Democrats on here.
I think those laws that you're talking about are just in the bad cops, but maybe, you're saying that. I've heard that before where people say, it's not all of them, and the bad laws. Those are all symptoms of how this thing is funded. It's stolen with money that's forcibly taken from people. So as long as you have a protection agency claiming to provide some sort of service that funds itself with money that was from coffers where it's been taken from people, stolen, taxation is theft, that organization is never going to have any sort of high moral compass.
I don't think it's fair to allow police to pass the buck for actions that they voluntarily choose to take onto someone else who they've voluntarily chosen to obey.
Right. They're just doing
they
my job.
To, yeah,
exactly.
They didn't have to take those jobs to be police officers. They didn't have to do any of that. They chose to, and as a result of their choices, they're out there aggressing against people and enforcing these laws that are unjust.
But they're a symptom of the problem. And that problem is taxation by theft. I think so many of these issues that we talk about day in and day out could be solved if we just found a different way to fund this thing. If you got to have a government fund it some way that you're not forcibly taking money from people.
Yeah, maybe we could have an honest talk one of these days about our monetary order. I don't think that's really ever fully understood by. I can count on my hand the people in my life I have met who can honestly answer the question, who creates our money and how do they do it?
It's backed
like
by
really
the gold.
Simple question.
Yeah, it's all backed by gold.
Now, Gray is joking.
Gold, by the way,
Gray
that was
is joking.
A fraud, too. That was almost a fiction, the idea we ever had an honest gold standard.
It's created by a cartel of private banks known as the Federal Reserve Bank. And they essentially loan the Federal Reserve notes to the U.S. government and to member banks. at an interest rate that then gets loaned out to people out here to and businesses to get it into circulation.
Although now that might change because Trump passed these new laws, which some people are saying effectively puts the Federal Reserve under control of the office of the president, the executive branch. And like was, I think, the rumor I heard. I haven't had time to look into all the paperwork, unfortunately, but by the point of the show. But it's possible that Trump could order them to issue debt-free money. Or interest-free money, rather, excuse me.
Well, the interest rate is 0% now, isn't it?
Yeah, zero, very close to zero.
I know the fractional reserve amount is also zero, so they don't have to actually have any money anymore. They can just create infinite amounts of money.
It's not the fractional reserve system, it's the fictional reserve system.
I like that.
And I've never heard Donald Trump, in all the times he's had his mouth open over all the years, I can't find anything he's ever said intelligent about the miserable monetary order we live under. Not once, not a peep out of him.
Oh, he loves
it. If anything,
well, there are tweets from him supporting Ron Paul's goal of auditing the Fed. There also was Ron Paul saying something about how the gold standard would benefit American society early on in his presidency.
But as soon as he became president, Trump loves the Federal Reserve because as a builder, and, you know, someone who has to deal with mortgages, right, you know, the lower the interest rate, the better. So, I mean, Trump loves a cheap, low interest money. So, I mean, and that is one of the selling points, too, you know, when he was running and all the, when they tried to get the outside, the establishment people to support him, they said, oh, you know, Trump's a businessman. He knows all about the Federal Reserve. He knows 9/11 was an inside job. And then as soon as he becomes president, it's, oh, I love the Federal Reserve. And, oh, we're going to get back those Muslims for 9/11. And he does a total 180. So, I mean, I don't think I can't blame the people who got on board with Trump, at least early on, too much. Because, I mean, he did signal a lot of good things originally.
But, I mean, haven't we learned not to believe the Democrats and Republicans? I mean, how much more?
Or even the libertarians. I mean, you've seen Bill Weld.
God.
What's that?
Or even believe the libertarians. I've seen Bill Weld. There are very few libertarians who I would trust to actually do libertarian things if they manage to win an election.
To represent you?
Yeah. Well, they're never going to be able to represent me, but they can at least actually implement a fiscally responsible budget and things like that. I would not trust Bill Weld to do that. I would not trust Gary Johnson to do that. I would trust John McAfee to burn the place down accidentally or on purpose. Anyway, Dana, thank you so much for the call. Always love discussing monetary ideas at the Federal Reserve and how they're bankrupting the United States and how no one seems to know anything about it.
We're going to find out.
855-450-3733. I hope you have something better than the USD.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.